sisters in the world.
We finally made it. 20 minutes of technical difficulties, a lot of echoing. We've been playing around with some of our settings, and I guess we made something mad, but here we are. Dave will be joining later. For now, it is just me, Risto, and Ian. Ian joining from a phone. Hello.
Hi.
Ah, hello, crystal clear. Fellas. No echoes or anything.
Dude, I don't know what's wrong today.
That's all right. We're not getting paid. You get what you pay for with us, so that's all right. And Risto doesn't want to show us his mess in the background, so he's got the podcast as his background.
Definitely, because, you know, the holiday in Greece cannot wait, but neither can the mess behind me, so.
I hope we lose it at some point, and we just get exposed to all of the madness of packing. No, but it's good to be back. I know it's been a little bit since we have been on, just kind of waiting, letting more shit hit the fan, and it has been hitting the fan at a record pace so far this summer. Yeah, how are you guys feeling? Like, we've seen so much happen, and the transfer window's not even open yet. Like, what is going on? I'll let either of you guys, whoever wants to try to start to make sense of this, go ahead, because I'm at information overload.
I mean, I haven't watched football since Inter stopped playing. I haven't. I deleted the Twitter. I don't know what's going on. I've been browsing today for like half an hour just to see what the transfer news is. I have no clue what's going on. I'm hearing Tottenham wants the whole team. They won Handanovic a year ago. They won Dumfries, De Vrij, Skriniar, Bastoni. They got Perisic already. Are they like building Inter Milan 2.0? What's going on?
Yeah, no, it's FC International Tottenham at this point. But yeah, it's quite insane. We got Ian dodging the fans now. It's been going so badly. Let's see if we can get this switch real quick. There we go. Some movie magic right there. Switching around. Let's see if it works.
Hi.
Oh, okay. We fixed all our issues.
Can't hear you now.
Oh, my God. Yeah, all right. Go back to the other one. Just go back to the other one. Okay. And we're back on another screen. We've got some actual camera footage, scenes going on. This is awesome in a bad way.
So I think the issue might be something in the settings, though, Ian. You can, look into the settings options.
We'll do it later.
Yeah, we'll continue like this for now. But, Risto, I think you've been dodging the fans less than Ian has. So, I mean, what are you making of everything?
Have I?
I don't know. You've been more active social media wise than Ian. I know Ian has probably just been using the pod Twitter as a burner, but
I haven't seen like a minute of football since Inter's match has ended. I have the England against Italy match in the background, and to be quite honest, I'm not really interested in watching football, am I? There's handball, there's other sports. I just need, you know. I was talking about sports, not actual like kids' games.
Oh, come on!
Not leisure activities, you know.
Come on!
Oh my God! No, right? But, okay, go on.
No, but we've got all. I mean, I haven't watched too much football either. I've just been waiting for the whatever's happening with Inter. I mean, I think we all needed a break after last season because it was quite the roller coaster. I think it burned us out pretty well. I know we'll be ready come August, but right now I know I'm in a very in-between spot. Like Matthias saying here in the comments, we heard Bastoni was staying. He refused Conte. Shows the pull of the big, massive Tottenham Hotspur football club. But yeah, then the next day, because we can't have two good news days in a row over here, Skriniar to PSG started becoming a thing. Yeah, and Inter fans have to suffer all the time. I mean, it's nothing new. We've been doing this for quite a long time. It is fun to watch us drag these other clubs in, like Tottenham, and make their fans go crazy the same way that we do. Their pocket watching is insane, though. Every time we're linked to somebody like Bremer, or even like the like smaller transfers like Bellanova or Cambiasso that we're seeing for the wing back positions, they're like, oh, if Inter want these guys, they've got to sell somebody. They're gonna sell us Bastoni. But we've seen that's not how the transfer world works. Yeah, but we do know that someone's leaving. We talked about it last episode as well. And we made our starting 11s that we thought we were gonna have next season, and I think those have already been proved wrong just in the week and a half that we haven't been on. So I don't know. Who do you guys think is the most likely departure now?
God knows. I mean, can we really try and predict it? We don't know. I mean, yeah. Apparently, even what's his name, Osilio, is in London. Apparently, Tottenham are trying to poach him as well, so maybe he's going to be the first departure.
Do you think they want our debts too? Like, but Tottenham want everything. I mean, they can have Suning too if they want. I mean,
Jewish and communist entourage at Tottenham. Daniel Levy and Suning, that would make quite a pair. Imagine doing negotiations with them.
Yeah, no, that's two of the most hard-headed regimes in football. Whatever we have here at Inter and then whatever they have at Tottenham. I mean, neither club makes transfers easy. So to see these two trying to do business with each other is like, it's like watching paint dry. It's terrible. it's terrible trying to deal with these two clubs that are going at it. But, yeah, Ian, I don't know if you could tell, but your mic was a little wonky there for a second. Can you speak again? Just give me Hi. Another take.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, yeah, it's a little crinkly. I don't know what's going on.
Just go back to the PC and in the settings, you can set all the, yeah. You know.
Our comedy of errors continues today. I'm so sorry, everyone.
I just wanted to take over about the issues because, you know, although we have predicted in a sense, or we expressed the feelings of having Bremer and alongside Skriniar and Bastoni in the defense for next season, I think it's still doable. But at the end of the day, we know that Inter is in a crisis. I can sense that we will not be a title favorite next season, and just because.
Oh, so you're ready to go full on. You're ready to go full on Inter in crisis mode.
Oh, they are in a crisis mode, that's for sure. Because
you think so?
as long as you have to spend, or not spend, but you have to sell like your key players, then you're fucked. And I've seen some reports from Gazeta or someone else on Twitter that we have to sell, I don't know, Dumfries and Skriniar. Or not have to sell, but Gazeta thinks that we will sell both of them.
I am.
I'm not too worried about this.
I can't hear you again.
We continue on.
Hear you.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
But I'm not too worried about Denzel because I think I love Single. Like, I do love him because I appreciate him a lot as a player. We've seen a lot of him in the past years. And I just like the guy. I think he'll be a success story because the qualities that he possesses are something that I can see being a successful relationship at Inter. Skriniar, on the other hand, you're not replacing a player. You're replacing a character. You're replacing a guy that gives 120%, a guy that one-on-one is one of the best defenders in the world. And that will be immense to have at your team, in your team, especially in a team that doesn't have Handanovic at the back to, you know, dictate the tempo, to speak with the defenders. And I think that will be an important, link between Onana and the defense, because you have Handanovic to give directions, but you'll have screener. And hopefully, if I had to sacrifice some of them, it's either Dumfries, and I wouldn't choose Skriniar. I would choose Bastoni, because all the Bastoni is, I think, an amazing talent. Defensively, he's not what Skriniar is. And I think it's hard for him to be as good as Skriniar, because Bastoni is also very well rounded going forward. Yeah, Bastoni for 60 million. If you have to sell him and Dumfries, or him or Dumfries, are easier to replace. Hopefully, we don't have to sell anyone, but it seems like Dumfries is on the brink, either for Lukaku at Chelsea, or who else? Who was it? Was it Barca or Bayern?
I saw Man U linked because of Ten Hag, their Dutch manager. Even saw De Vrij linked, even though I don't think there's any legitimacy to that.
There were reports about the
Premier League.
Bro, 10 million euros for De Vrij.
That's robbery. We can't take that. Bepe's better at selling than that. There's no way. I know his contract's running a little low, but if you can get, I mean, what are they asking for Skriniar? 80 million with 1 year left on his contract? I didn't know that. I think there's 2 years left on De Vrij. So, I mean, come on. There's got to be at least 25 million in that guy. Still, he's still a decent defender. He's still quality. I mean, he had a bad season. I just don't think he sees eye to eye with Inzaghi. But yeah, you got to get more for that guy. I mean, he's not the speediest guy, but that's why you sit him in the middle of a back three.
Definitely. But I think Bremer, instead of De Vrij, at least based on the last season, is an upgrade. And I'll say it again, I think Bremer has that it quality. Something that Koulibaly has, and he's the only player in the league that has that characteristic. I think it's an upgrade, but for 10 million, De Vrij, you should be able to get more than that. 20 million is a must. I know he's like, what, 29, 30 almost?
Yeah, he's 29.
Still the Premier League club. It's like, I don't know, 25 million for some bums from Argentina. So, I don't know.
Well, yeah, the thing is, we know the Premier League clubs have money and they don't care what happens to it. Look at Lukaku, probably, you know, on the brink of coming back to Inter after they just kind of shoveled 100-something million euros into a furnace and got like 6 goals out of him, 8 goals. I forget how many he got, but they have money. I think you have to hold out. I think that's kind of what's going on with all the players that have been linked to other clubs. Inter aren't just going to panic sell to the first bidder the way that they did Hakimi last season. I'm not sure if I'm ready to go all the way as to say that we can't be title favorites next season. I still think there's a lot that we're adding. I know if we lose Skriniar, that's when I think I would say that we're no longer favorites. That guy, I mean, he is Inter personified. That would be a massive disappointment to lose him. I'd rather lose Bastoni before him. I think a lot of Interisti would agree with that. I think if you lose Bastoni, I mean, he's a left-footed center back. He's young. He, you know, can pass the ball. He has quality on the ball, but he hasn't fully developed his defensive acumen yet. I still think that, I mean, his upside is massive, but when you have Skriniar, who's a known quantity, who is him and Koulibaly are the two best defenders in the league, you can't lose him. I'm hoping that PSG decide to go after Koulibaly instead, but the fact of the matter is, I mean, Inter need the money to get things going, and the longer you hold up on guys like Bremer, who is now getting more interest from abroad, you can't hold up these deals forever. So somebody's got to go. I don't know. What do you guys think? Is Skriniar out? Do you think that there is a suitable replacement? I don't think there is in the league. I know we've been linked to Milinkovic, who, I mean, if he could go without getting a red card every like other match, he could be a good defender. But I don't think we can survive a downgrade of that magnitude.
I think the only way he leaves is if the management like really, really pushes for a sale and he says, all right, for the better of the club, because we've seen with him firing his agent and whatnot, even going in the interviews and saying that he wants to stay, you know. I really don't see him leaving the same way someone else might leave when the management decides to push them out. You know, like, call me crazy. I see him as the Zanetti 2.0, you know, the same way. So I saw someone comment on Twitter today from my burner account, which no one has. Thank you.
You better watch out.
And I saw that someone asked an Inter fan, like, who would you rather sell, Bastoni or Skriniar? And it was like, that's like between choosing who would you rather shoot, your dad or your mom. It's like, you can't really, you know.
Bastoni is it though?
Who would you rather sell?
I mean, Mike said the perfect thing, because Skriniar is a known quantity, and Bastoni, defensively at least, is still an unknown potential. He is a potential. So the worst thing you can do in any sports, and you can see in the American sports, especially NBA, NFL, is it's worse to bet on potential. You just get the guy that's best right now and, you know, roll with it. Skriniar is better than Bastoni is right now, and harder to replace.
I would offer a counterpoint. I say sell the Dumfries.
Fair.
Because we have been linked with other quality right-hand sided defenders as well, you know?
Yeah, that takes us perfectly into this comment, though. Why are we content in selling our wingbacks when there are so few players to play those positions and we're a team that relies on them? Cancelo, Hakimi, now Perisic and Dumfries. I'm inclined to agree with this from ASAP Rock. I mean, like, how many times can we do this, play this little lottery of have a guy for a season, let him go, bring someone else in? How many times can we do that before we end up with another Lazaro or another Dalbert? Yeah, like, you can't do this, but so many times. I really do worry about it sometimes. I know we have Gosens on the left, so Perisic, I mean, I think they've been planning for Perisic to move on for a while. But I don't know how much planning's gone into finding the next right wing back. But, you know, I do agree that selling Dumfries is the less painful of any of the options. If you can sell Dumfries and De Vrij, like, that's kind of the best solution here. But you have to find interest in both of them, and you have to get the price that you want. I don't know. It's really a hard situation. There are no easy answers this summer. I think there are answers that are easier than last summer, where you lose the league's top scorer and you lose the best wingback in the league. It's not going to be of that magnitude, but if you lose two center backs, you're pretty close to that magnitude.
And to answer the question, it's not that we are content. I mean, none of us wants to sell any player, but the reports say that we have to, and have to means must. And if you have to sell players to get like 15, 60 million, then you sell someone that you can replace. And I think we have players in the league, as I said at the beginning, single, that can actually replace Dumfries. I like Dumfries a lot, but he's not irreplaceable. Hakimi is. His abilities are irreplaceable. Fast, tall, sleek, like, we've seen what fast players do in this league. Dumfries is amazing, but he has flaws. He's not Hakimi. And if you manage to replace Hakimi with Dumfries, I think Singo can replace Dumfries as well. So, you know, everyone has its limitations. And I think it's better to sell the current right wing back than to sell Skriniar, who's more impactful as a team leader and as a player as a whole.
Saeed seems to agree with that here, saying that a limited player like Dumfries terrorized the league, so we'll be fine. The league is a cheat code if you have someone fast, pretty much. I don't want to say the league reeks. I mean, I just said it, but we do know that pace kills in this league. Bellanova has pace. but he can't be a starter yet. I don't think Darmian can be your starter because I don't think he has the pace or the legs to last a whole season. So I'm more concerned about who's going to come in wherever we lose someone, because if you bring in the right replacement, you can make just about anything like not hurt. Like if Bastoni leaves, I want to see who that replacement is, because it can't be DeMarco. It cannot be DeMarco. I don't know who you could put on the left side of a back three. I know Skriniar can't do it. He's never been great on the left side. He needs to be on the center and on the right. De Vrij, I think we've all pretty much walked him to England ourselves. If Bremer's coming in, he's going to play in the center of that back three, or he's going to play on the right. I want to see more replacement links. We've seen, you know, Milinkovic, but there's speculation that could just be, you know, a Ranocchia replacement. I think that's a little expensive to be a replacement for Ranocchia, but I think it does come down to who we can bring in, because that's going to also have to placate the fans who are, you know, debating Suning out every day at about 5 p.m. Eastern time when DeMarzio comes on and does his show. So, you know, you need a shot and a chaser. I don't know what that's going to be, though. I mean, yeah, Saeed saying Guardiol. I've never seen the guy play. I know that's supposed to be the replacement for Bastoni, supposedly. We haven't even seen him linked. But
Croatian excellence.
If you could see, I'll ask it this way simply, I guess. If someone has to leave, if you're Pepe right now and you're faced with this tough decision, who are you selling and who can you bring in that's going to lessen that blow the most?
Dumfries and Pinamonti, 40 and 19 million. Manchester United and Monza.
You say 90 million or 19 million?
19.
Okay, I thought it was like 90 million. Yeah, we're getting. I was like, yeah, we're about to get investigated. But yeah, I mean, Pinamonti is going to fetch us a nice thing. I don't know why Berlusconi is trying to help us out so much. I mean, Monza have already had to redeem Di Gregorio for coming up. That's 4 million. They want Sensi. I mean, if you get 10, 15, 20 million for him, I think that's highway robbery.
We're not getting 20 million for him. Then we pay 20 million for him. For an injury-prone guy that can't last, what, half a season? If we get 5 million, I'd happily walk him.
But Ian, the clubs do tend to fuck themselves over those kind of players. They hope that they can sell healthy, and they never do.
But it's Berlusconi that's buying. That's the thing.
I mean, he's got money. We know that.
I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I'm just saying, like...
Do we all agree that De Vrij is gone this summer or not?
I think if you can sell him, he's gone. The only way that he's not gone is if his market completely dries up. I know that the biggest links were in like December, February, and then after that they kind of dried up. So I don't know. I mean, I hope he's the one on the way out, because he's got to leave if Bremer's coming, because that's that position and that's that money that's going to get him over. Yeah, it's going to be a lot. I think our window is going to look a lot like an American sport window, where it's all player trading and it's this guy in for this guy out. We're going to see a lot of that. We're going to see a lot of these young guys trying to knock down prices, maybe even Gagliardini, because Juric seems to like him for some reason at Torino. That could be something to knock down 5, 10 million off of Bremer. It's just interesting to me. And you have to add up all this stuff, because what's the plus that everyone says? 60 million that we have to end on? You have to find plus 60 million somewhere. And I worry that maybe you can't get that for just Dumfries, De Vrij, and the rest that are on the way out.
I mean, De Vrij, we got him for free. So if he sells for 10 million, which is absurd. Dumfries is 40. We paid like what, 12? Let's say
12 or 15, yeah.
Let's say 10 million, 40 million minus 10. Let's say 3 to 5 million is amortized. That's what? 40? And Pinamonti to Monza for 19? That's 60.
So, but you need that 60, but then you need whatever's going to fund transfers, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying Bastoni, I think Bastoni is gone. I honestly do think that because there's no one else. Lautaro is not leaving. Škriniar might leave, but the asking price is too high. So it's either Škriniar or Bastoni. There's no one else, like literally no one else.
If you could get Lukaku on a cheap, would you sell Lautaro so we don't have to sell Bastoni?
Yes.
Or Škriniar?
I mean, I would, but I think Lautaro has made it known through his agent that he does not plan on leaving, and you can't sell a guy if he doesn't leave. You can put as much pressure on somebody as you want, but they have to accept. They have to accept a contract.
I mean, you could say the same for Bastoni then. He doesn't want to leave. He commented on an Instagram post saying that his agent said he doesn't want to leave, and he said it's true. You know, so
I think I don't think it's the right time for Bastoni to leave also, and I think he realizes that for his career, because going to Italy too early has killed so many players. So I do see why he doesn't want to leave. Wait, okay. I just saw a comment here. I got to bring this up because I have not heard this. Indra Hari saying that news about Fiorentina wanting Dzeko. Yeah, I don't know if that's legit. He says he's hoping it's legit, but
should we celebrate though?
Never heard that. That'd be what, like 2 million? I mean, got
to. No, apparently if management said if he wants to leave, he can leave on a free.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get somebody out, especially if all these Lukaku rumors are true.
Is it going to be Lukaku and no one else up front? Lukaku, Correa, a contract that's
become I heard an interesting theory. I don't know how much truth there is to it, but when you look at all these strikers and attacking players coming in, do you think that Correa could leave?
I just don't think there's anyone stupid enough to pay what we paid for him.
I mean, you don't think that maybe Atleti, I mean, they have money to spend. Lille, if they get big money for Jonathan David, which is still possible, even I'm not saying anything about the guy. I'm not going to comment on his skill set, but I'm saying that Lille have put a price on him and people have been looking around. And if Lille were to sell Jonathan David, this is all completely fantacalcio in my head right now. But if that happens, I mean, they're going to need a striker. There was a Jonathan David, Joaquin Correa swap, you know, rumored a few months ago. I mean, they could still come in for him and they would have the money. It would be a bad deal. I'll say that right now. I know nobody from France is listening to this. So it'd be a bad deal, but I mean, you take the money if that comes. Well, I mean, it's if, but I think it's something that could happen.
And the French aren't known to like models, so I think Correa would do pretty well there. Get a little side gig.
Hey, I mean, maybe they need a new club chef who's good at asado, so maybe.
It's, who knows? It's difficult because if Dzeko is gone, let's say Dzeko is gone, Correa is gone, Lautaro is here, Caicedo's
gone. Yeah, that didn't.
Yeah,
I don't even know why he came. Honestly,
I mean, I understand why he came, but
he got a free Coppa Italia like that. He just came and got a free trophy and then like went back to Genoa, who are relegated, if I'm not mistaken. So I guess he'll be leaving Genoa.
Probably, but like, what do you think? Like, if you had to guess right now, do you think Lukaku is on Inter next season?
I think it's possible. The only way I'd do it.
Sorry.
The only way I'd do it is if Chelsea pay separately for Dumfries and they pay us, you know, what we want. Then I think that loosens up a lot of space, a lot of money, wages, everything that Lukaku needs to come back. And he's pushing hard. And I read something. It could still be also speculation. I'm no journalist, but reading that the new owners of Chelsea, one of them, I think it's a consortium, but one of them has a relationship with Roc Nation, and that's of course Lukaku's agency. So maybe that could help. I don't know. But what do you think, Ian? You're the one who seems to be the most vehemently no.
Do we really want to basically fuck ourselves, shoot ourselves in the foot for a one season, very expensive loan of a player that forced a move out of the club? I mean, I get that Inzaghi wants him, but...
Well, come on. He is the single player that can turn your team around. A single player that can have an impact. It's like signing Koulibaly. It doesn't matter. No. Bro, he's fast, he's strong. In Italy, against fucking,
that,
I don't know.
Yeah, that was a year ago.
It doesn't matter. He's the same player in this league.
We're
talking
about
against Kalulu, against fucking Milenkovic with three brain cells. against Rahmani and Juan Jesus. Come on, bro. We're talking about Lukaku. We're not talking about Dzeko at 30. Like, it doesn't matter. 20 million, 20 million.
Lukaku will have to get back into shape, though.
Let's put it this way. Lukaku at 20 million for, let's say, 20 million for a loan will have a more impact than Correa for 30 as a permanent transfer for a year.
Correa has resale value.
I mean, that's easy. I think I could be a more impactful transfer than Correa.
Exactly my point. And we paid 30 for him. So put the money aside, put the permanent money aside. Borussia could have sold Haaland for what, 150 last season? At least, right? They didn't, because his value to the team was so immense. They said, fuck it. We'll lose him next season for like 50 because he is of an immense value. And he was. Same with Lukaku. It doesn't matter the price. If you can get him, you get him. Same with Messi. Like, those players are not available for Inter. Inter is not like, I don't know, City or I don't know, Chelsea. They don't have money. So when you can get Lukaku, you get him. Otherwise, we are fucked with Lautaro being inconsistent. I mean, you can shake your head, but who's going to come and score goals for week in, week out? Lautaro is inconsistent.
No, look, in football, a fair tale return almost never plans out. Tell me three successful returns to a club after the player has a horrendous season.
Zlatan to Milan. Silence, crickets.
Pogba is going to Juventus, and he'll be instantly the best midfielder in the league, or at least top three. Serie A is not on the level like other leagues, quality wise. Let's be honest. Like, you don't have, if you, I don't know, teams like Empoli are not playing in other leagues. Teams with, I don't know, with Pinamonti and Coutinho.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, Cutrone, who couldn't cut it at Wolves, comes back and is a productive striker at Empoli. But continue. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, but my point was that it's like, let's not kid ourselves. I love the league. I wouldn't change the league for anything. And I watch Serie A only throughout the season. At least 90% of the time I watch Serie A only. The league is not that quality. And again, when you can sign player like him, you give out everything. Because I don't think he's gone next season. I don't think he's gone next season because he went to Chelsea. Maybe in 2 years, yeah. Next season, he's here. Because he fucked himself again. I don't think he's doing that for a third time. Maybe I'm a fool, but Lukaku is the only player that can Inter allow right now. A player that wants to come to your team that can make the difference. That's it. You don't have to go far and look, I don't know, for wonders and whatnot. Tell me one player that can change the mentality of the team and the team as a whole that's willing to come to Inter at this stage in a team that has to sell 60 million before they can allow themselves to sign even a player. Like, we're not.
See, the thing is, he, from what I've read, 6 to 7 million for Lukaku's pay, then around 20 odd for the loan. We don't have the kind of money. I would get him back, no denying. I just don't think it's smart financially in the future, because as we see, Sunning is basically ripping the whole team apart just to get a little bit of money in, so we don't go, I don't know, bankrupt until they decide to sell it and fuck it back to China. I mean, I don't know the long-term repercussions that this deal could have. I don't know. Sharma saying the 20 million loan is not happening. Just saying what I read. I don't know what the exact figure is.
Well, I think that that's where Dumfries comes in. If we're selling Dumfries, I think that knocks down some price, maybe on a golden handshake. But you have to do that in two separate deals. I think that's really the secret to unlocking that. It really is weird. It's such a weird... Lukaku's the... he's the biggest reason we're in... Like, we didn't win the Serie A last season because he fucked off at the, like, ultimate end of the season when we didn't... I mean, we're going to take the money because 100-something million, you don't get that... You don't get offers like that for players every day. But, you know, if we'd have had him and he would have stayed, you wouldn't have him now begging to come back, which is kind of distracting from the rest of the mercato. You wouldn't have all this shit happening the way it is if he just would have stayed. I don't know. I'm very frustrated with the Lukaku situation right now. It's so funny because we started this podcast 3 years ago. We talked about that, 3 year anniversary past last episode. And we were talking about this guy coming. And now we're talking about this guy coming again. And it's even more complicated this time because Suning can no longer, pony up the money. I don't know. I'd love to have him back, but it's just bizarre.
I mean, I don't think they have I don't think they have like
y'all are wild.
I don't think they have like a negotiating hand in this deal, because he wants to leave Chelsea and that's it. Like, we saw when a player wants to leave a team, they usually do. Pogba left Juventus while he was at his top and while they were winning the leagues and going to Champions League semifinals and whatnot. When a player wants to leave the team, there's nothing you can do about it. Either he will be unproductive, all the time injured, like a certain Argentine left for PSG. And when they do want it, I mean, he's the clear example, and we had him at our team. He wanted to leave the club. You can just fight it. You cannot go against it. And the more you fight it, the more aggravated and the more motivated about leaving he becomes. So they don't have any negotiating skill in their favor. He wants to leave the team. He wants to cut the salary if needed. He'll do everything to come back. He doesn't want to play. We saw, Tuchel. Tuchel doesn't want to use him, or didn't want to use him in the past months. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it as a Chelsea. You can keep him for another year, and his value will plummet. So if you're a smart team, okay, cut the losses in a sense that he'll not be in our at Chelsea next season. Go to Inter, maybe his value will regain some few millions, and Inter maybe will be in a better financial position next season to sign him if needed permanently. I mean, I just want to say that, like, from year a year from now, the situation may be completely different, and maybe we are, I don't know, hashtag we are rich as Milan, and maybe we can sign him on a permanent. But he is a different maker, and as I said, when you can sign a player that like him, you go for it. Like, I'm not thinking. It was the same about Modric, though. Like, we were talking about him like 4 years ago, right? Before the World Cup even started. And the fans were saying, oh, he's too old, he's this and that. 4-5 years later, and he's won like 2-3 Champions League and went to a World Cup final. Like, age doesn't matter. Money doesn't matter. If you have the money, use it properly on a good player. And Lukaku is that. Like, I don't know. I don't think it's 20 million, by the way. But I think it's worth every penny. That's my humble opinion.
The thing is, I don't think we have the money, even for the little deals. That's the thing. That's the only reason I'm against it, because I don't want to see this club suffer.
season after season.
We're going to be suffering either way, bro. At least we can get a few goals in the meantime. I mean,
I don't know, man.
Christo mentioned maybe we're in a different financial situation a year from now. I don't know how that happens. I don't know if it's a deep Champions League run. I don't know if another owner comes in. I don't know if somehow the situation with Suning changes. I mean, is it going to get better under Suning? Or is this where we're just going to be for the next foreseeable future?
I think they're saying the club. There's no two ways about it. We saw the reports and the latest reports, and we spoke about them in the previous episodes. Like, the government in China doesn't want to invest in football anymore, and they want to keep the capital in the country. Like, no more investments. So you just it's just a matter of time and a question of time, whatever. When they sell and to whom they sell, that's it. I think their story has ended like a year ago, 2 years ago, when the pandemic started, when they were hit hard, and we just don't know who's the next owner of Inter. But we are meant to suffer. We have been suffering since the day we started supporting this club. It has never been easy. We always have had, you know, trouble times, and Mike knows the best. Like, you either adapt or fuck off. And we have all adapted and stayed here, and, you know, even talk about the team today, being passionate as much as we can. And hopefully at the end of the day, the efforts that we put in will be rewarded with a good team. It's a troubled period. We have to sail through it without losing key players.
I mean, we're just lucky that we still have the directors that we do. We still have the board that we do. Like, without them, I mean, I think we'd be, you know, highway straight back to the banter era, because very few clubs, I think, could survive what we're going through right now. But, I mean, this is Inter. The club doesn't stay down. I mean, you can look at the whole history of the club. It doesn't stay down for too long. I mean, the banter era that we all suffered through, notwithstanding, I mean, there's always some kind of upheaval, but the team always recovers. I think having the support that it does in Italy, it'll always be an appealing club. We see players that don't want to leave, even though we're dirt poor. Something about this club, it's somehow they'll make it out of it. The comments that Beppe made a couple of weeks ago, where he said that Serie A is no longer a top league, it's a stepping stone league. I think it's something we've known for a long time, but I still think the league, the clubs, especially Inter, still have the power, the appeal to keep big players. We don't always have to sell. This is a pretty new phenomenon. I can't see it staying in this perpetual loop forever. I mean, this summer is going to be this summer, but I don't know. I feel like something's going to give, whether it's a sale or anything else, but it's hard to find a seller even that isn't going to do what Suning are doing right now. I mean, I think whoever is owning us, until Suning, you know, hold out and get the offer that they want, I think any owner they sold to right now would have us in the same holding pattern. I don't know. What do you guys think about that? Like, I don't know. I just want to get some other opinions. This is just kind of my thoughts on the whole club matter.
Go on, Christo.
I mean, I do agree with that. It's just the situation at the club. But I know the pandemic has hit every single club, and we saw when PSG couldn't spend money in previous transfer windows, or they didn't. But clubs are recovering, and it seems like Suning isn't. There's no point of owning a club if you cannot invest. And I don't know what's the idea about holding the club hostage, because you'll get your money either way. The value of the club will not increase beyond this point. If it continues like that, like this, less investments means losing money on your ownership as a whole, and the best thing to do is, you know, sell the club. But I don't know what's their plan. I don't know what they're thinking. As you pointed out, like, and we've said all along, like throughout the season, as long as we have Marotta at the helm, I have no worry, because I know that he's capable of replacing players. The worry that I have is that he has to, you know, replace multiple first team players, which, although he's the best in the game for that, I don't think it's feasible to replace like multiple first team players, and for them to gel and to, you know, replace the valuable players, the captains, the influential personalities. So it's multiple sectors put in one. The ownership is unstable, and it will continue to be so. The policies in China do not change often, and when something is set, it's set in a stone. So it's just a matter of time, of I don't know, a season or two at best, optimistically. But who knows? Like, no one knows what the situation, whether they recover or not. Probably they don't. And it's like, so much politics involved in football is never a good thing. Who said, I don't know, someone tweeted, you know, the Super League cannot come fast enough. And the Super League has existed since, like, 92, since the Premier League was formed. It's just, it's unfair, but it's football. It hasn't been fair since day one. So just adapt and try to overcome that. If your goal is to win the Serie A, which I don't know if they have any, I don't wish to do so, because obviously they're not planning on investing, and they have to sell 60 million worth of players before they invest even a euro. I don't know. For me, it, like, Dybala is the perfect replacement in terms of salary when it comes to Alexis. Both having the same salary makes sense. Lautaro with Dybala. And Lukaku doesn't seem real on a paper when you say, you know, we haven't spent any actual transfer money. Yeah, we're spending, you know, signing on fees and salaries and whatnot, bonuses. But signing on fee on the books, we have zero for this season. Or like, what, 5-10 million, for example, for Lukaku's loan. It seems ideal, but if it's too good to be true, it probably isn't. So I don't know what you guys think, but that's my two cents about it.
Yeah, this, no, is, I agree. This is depression hour on the Brothers of the World podcast.
It has been, bro. It has been. This is the reality right now.
Ian, what do you think?
I mean, I agree with Chris, though. It's... yeah. I mean, the sooner the Chinese sell the thing. But even then, who's going to buy us? The Saudis don't want us. They said it publicly. Serie A is not a good league to invest in. An American fund? I don't know. It's going to be difficult even finding someone to buy this club, and then not just to pay off the debts, but to invest properly. Which is why I would like to bring back a hashtag. Hashtag bring back Moratti.
No, come on.
Basically tried to bankrupt himself for the team. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I think, I mean,
Simming also maybe bankrupted themselves. So, I mean, maybe that's just the cost of owning this club. You sign your soul away when you buy in here.
The most logical situation, in a sense, and the most probable, I would say, is some Italian businessman to catch the bait and buy Inter. Because who else is going to buy the club? Who else is going to buy a club in Italy that doesn't have that much profit? It doesn't seem like a league that's, you know, an attractive point for owners. And Berlusconi? It would be fun. Yeah, it would be fun, though.
You're talking out of the side of your neck right now. Come on now.
No. What? Oh my God! I don't want to
check. Saeed saying that Romano tweeted something. I don't know what it is.
I don't want to read it.
Do we really? The tap in merchant Fabrizio Romano. What did he say?
We just want to end it for today.
PSG have contacted Inter again for Skriniar, top of the French club list. There's no agreement. This is nothing new. This is what they've been saying for a week now or days. It's just, I don't know. It's just the cycle of regurgitating the same news that happens in the transfer rumor journalist world is mind numbing sometimes. Like the way these guys just tweet the same thing 27 times and I mean get more follows and more likes and more podcast subscribers. Maybe we need to start doing that. We need to start tweeting whatever Romano tweets. I need to get Inter Extra 2.0. On. Yeah. Jesus.
We could just hire that experience. He knows the ins and outs.
How many kids work for IFTV as well?
I tried to. I don't think that worked out, but I don't. The way, dude, the transfer window is, I don't know. It really does just kill me sometimes because I'm like, it's so many words, but so little happening.
But it's fun though. I would much rather.
It's fun when you have money. It's fun when you have money. It's fun when you're Tottenham and you're pocket watching other clubs. It's not fun when you're the broke one.
Would you rather watch Inter play right now and fumble every single week? Exactly. That's why I say it's fun.
It's fun to not have to watch football.
Exactly. Two months.
Two months of. But the speculation when it's all negative, we got one good day where the Dybala news dropped. Bremer, I mean, that wasn't too much more new news. That was more of the same regurgitation. But you had Dybala, you had Lukaku. That all dropped in the same day. And that was like the one positive day in the Inter world. And it's just gotten negative again.
It's so depressing, bro. I agree with you. It's depressing as fuck, but it's still fun. It's like we all enjoy, you know, a bit of
drama.
I would have used some explicit word, but drama can be used as well.
Are you a masochist?
Yep. Nico Schier also tweeted 10 minutes ago. Every year and that passes, Lukaku's amortized value drops by 23 million as he's earning 12 million plus bonuses per year. Blues are open for a 15 million euro loan. And if that happens, they'll be saving 25 million on the salary, gross, so brutto, after taxes. So
he's just – Lukaku has managed to screw two clubs at once, even though he wants to come back to us still. Yep. I mean, both of these clubs are inextricably linked in these moments.
Lukaku to Inter is happening, boys.
I think so, too. It may not be pretty, but I think somehow it happens. And, I mean, I'll keep repeating this. It doesn't matter who leaves. I think if you bring in Lukaku and you bring in Bremer, and I guess I'll add the caveat that you keep Skriniar, that's the Scudetto for me. I don't think there's anybody that's going to beat that team.
Okay. Can't remember what exactly you talked about last episode. Let's say Lukaku comes back. Who's the starting 11 then? Because you have Lukaku, you have Lautaro, you have Dybala, and then let's say you take out one of the midfielders. Who are you going to take out? Take out Hakan? Take out Brozovic, take out Barella, or you do what Smiley wants to do and you sell Barella.
That's
Smiley wanted Kessié at Inter, so that's
you're never gonna let that. You're not gonna let that go.
I'm not, bro. That's one of the funniest moments I've loved. Like you sit and you laugh at home. There's no reason for me to laugh at that joke. It's been a fucking year. And it's still fun though. It's like we spoke about you can imagine any single player in the world. You can say Mbappe, Messi, Haaland. He says Kessié, bro. Of all players in the world, he said Kessié. That's what's fun. And he was serious. But I appreciate that. It's fun. It's new. What will we talk about? I want to say
something.
Oh, my God. I forgot, bro. I'm laughing right now. Oh, yeah.
This club has put this podcast into a delirious state.
Yo,
the mental decay of all of us in the past 55 minutes is evident. If you want to watch three dudes spiral into insanity, these 55 minutes have been it.
Shout out to the 10 people watching right now. We love you.
Yo, but
don't forget to click the bell icon.
And subscribe as well.
It's somewhere.
You can like the video, and Ian will send you a personalized message in the DMs. By the way, Dybala, Lautaro, and Lukaku for three positions is what we need, because Lukaku or Lautaro hasn't been consistent, and we know that. Dybala is injury prone, and I know that someone from the team has communicated that to him. And do not forget that the league ends on the same day, but it's condensed without the 2 months for the World Cup. So there are matches every 3 days.
The latest I've seen is that Inter want to get all their transfer stuff wrapped up this month because they want to be ready for an early start to the season.
Oh, dude. That means that Correa, Dybala, Martinez all going on international duty. That's half of the attack. They're all going to be
so. If Lukaku comes, he's gone too, yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about what? The World Cup?
Yeah.
Basically, the whole defense.
And the point being, there are no football matches, like club matches in those 2 months, though.
Yeah, but afterwards, that burnout, we saw what that took on, like, Brozovic and Perisic. They were kind of a little slow to start that next season after that deep World Cup run. Barella this season after the Euros looked really gassed.
This one, we need more players.
I think that Italy did not qualify.
Yeah, that is true. All right, so who's coming to the U.S. when they do their little... We didn't make the World Cup, so we're gonna send Serie A to America tournament.
Where do they play? Hoboken, right? In Barry Valastro's bakery.
What's the name of that cafe?
Wait a second, Mike. Have you both seen the episode with Inter visiting Buddy Velasco's cake boss episode?
Yes, I remember that. That was Icardi and Ranocchia in New
York.
Yes,
Nagatomo.
Nagatomo, yeah, have you seen that? New York. They could have made like a Home Alone movie out of that.
To everyone who's watching the video still.
I'm sorry, episode, first of all.
I'm not sorry, because this is a fucking golden ticket for your night. Go on YouTube and just type Cake Boss Inter after you subscribe to the BOTW channel, of course. That's one of the funniest videos you'll see. Ranocchia, Jonathan, Nagatomo, and much more going to a Cake Boss's bakery.
Oh my God,
make
that's
cake. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big throwback. That whole video is a throwback.
Bro, I've seen that episode. I was laughing throughout it. Like, they don't belong there. And that will be Italian national team in the next like 6 months when they visit New York for the World Cup tour. Like, what can you do in your free time besides not watching Inter and listen to podcasts about transfers and reading Nico Schira and Romano's tweets?
And Schira doesn't even have a check mark either. They need to give that guy a check mark.
Schira for me is better than Romano. Romano's just the tap.
Well, yeah, yeah. Romano just tweets what everyone else has already tweeted. That's why there's a lot of people who grumble about him and, you know, aren't the biggest fans. But
who, Romano?
Yeah.
Bro. Fuck it.
Well, that's because Romano's a brand now. Fabrizio Romano's a brand. He's selling his podcast. He's selling his presence on the Paramount Plus stuff. He's a content creator. He's not a journalist anymore.
And yeah, he may join us in a future episode.
Oh, that's a lie. That's a
lie. Is it though? Please subscribe and click the bell icon. Follow us on Twitter.
Let me wait. Where's the camera? Oh fuck.
No.
Wait a second. Let me turn off.
We'll just take your word for it.
No. Wait a second. There's an email that I wrote. Wait. I sent the group chat though. I sent the whole email to him, inviting him on, and he actually replied down below. Like he's not able to come on because he has some contract and whatnot.
Yeah. So we can't pay that guy.
But we have initial contacts. That's what Inter has with Lukaku. It's still something.
Okay.
Come on. We can
pay him with Brothers of the World merch. Coming soon, by the
way. We haven't even made...
You'll make Fabrizio Romano.
I'll just buy some markers and I'll write on a white t-shirt. I'll draw him a pretty picture. That's
a good t-shirt, though. Good quality.
I'll draw him a nice little pretty picture. It'll look like when you're in like middle school and you get all your friends to sign your shirt on the last day of school or some shit.
It's going to be fun. Beautiful.
Oh my god!
Like, so with the intention of not missing an episode of BOTWX featuring Fabrizio, you'll subscribe and you'll be surprised one day. When I arrange him to come, Mike making faces, I'll fucking screen record this. Okay, you're not invited. FYI, you're not invited.
All right, I'm locking everybody out of all the socials. we're collective. We're gonna have a collective bargaining agreement.
I'll go with Sharma then.
I'm
terminating the contract. I'm going with Sharma.
Oh, Sharma of the world, bro. Okay.
Uncles of the world.
Uncles of the world.
Yeah. Oh. Yourselves. We don't borders.
I think you can see, like, the moment our brain cells started to deteriorate and everything.
Oh, yeah, nothing. Before
Chris was able to form sentences, coherent sentences, make sense, you know.
I haven't had a critical thought in like 40 minutes.
I had.
Oh my god.
Oh, we lost 3 viewers. Fantastic.
But
there are still 7 people watching the stream. And
Oh, it didn't even work.
Mikey has the KKK cap.
No, it was my dunce cap. Oh.
No, the Jewish hat, not the KKK.
Oh, the yarmulke. No.
He looks like he's a friend with Arby.
I think I need to leave.
Yeah, I think this is it. Let's wrap it up here. Mattia says the best stream of the year.
Come on, bro.
Need to have more nonsense. Oh, this bro. Is all the summer's going to be because it's insane.
Bro, next episode, we are watching Cake Boss Inter. 7 minutes video. And we're going to pause and criticize every single player's reaction to a certain thing. I'm sure, like, none of them understand. Imagine Icardi talking to Buddy Valastro. Both of them don't speak English. Imagine Icardi. Yeah, yes. See.
I remember there was another video where Icardi did something with Nike in London, and I think they tried to interview him.
Oh, yeah. Word.
Our PR, this is why we have no PR. This is why Inter, you know, haven't grabbed onto the social media world or any kind of international audience because We have the dumbest interviews. I mean, at least if we bring in Lukaku, I mean, there's your international presence right there. You bring in Dybala, there's the presence that we need to bring it back to something kind of relevant.
Bro, on a side note, I do want to try cannoli. I haven't tried.
You've never had a cannoli?
I've had like a fucking worse version of a cannoli, but it's not a cannoli. And I'm craving it a lot.
Come to Italy, bro. Come on.
I was too young, right?
Too young to eat a cannoli? Like, is it like you have
to...
Did they check your ID?
I was in Italy for 2 days, like three times. I've been to Italy three times and I've been to Milano like all of those times. Yeah, all of those times. But I didn't think of eating a cannoli. I went to watch Inter and the panino outside the mazza was amazing. But cannoli, bro, I'm craving cannoli so much.
All right, someone get this man a cannoli. Someone, if anyone's listening, if anyone has the means, get this man a cannoli. If you're in Skopje, come bring this man a cannoli.
Let's link up.
Speaking of linking up, if you're in Rome from the 28th to the 1st of July, hit me up. I'll bring you some.
Mattia is visiting San Siro in July.
This would be.
Yeah, anyone in Rome, Ian wants free drinks, so hit him up.
Oh, I already said to Eddie. I'm coming.
Are you?
I'm going to Rome at the end of the month for 4 days.
Why?
Why not?
Bro, fuck Rome.
Why are you going to Greece? You're asking Ian, why are you going to Rome? Why are you going to Greece?
You're Macedonian. You shouldn't be allowed to go near Greece. What the fuck is this?
I'm not talking politics because the people love me there.
Love me, Mr. Worldwide, Mr. 305.
This went from brothers of the world to chefs of the world to
politics of the world.
All right. Let's call it here. I know both of you guys are departing for various places early tomorrow. So
I sincerely apologize to everyone that had to listen to this. And I hope my mixture of the hats from different places does not offend anyone. Last thing I need is to get canceled on my burner account. So
you're fine. Anyone who sat through all of this, we sincerely appreciate it. We had technical difficulties in the beginning. We transitioned to nonsense towards the end, but it was fun. And
let's post for a thumbnail. There's no one listening, anyways.
What are we gonna? What are we supposed to do?
I don't know. I don't have anything to.
I don't have anything either. Can we make a big heart?
How do we?
Actually, I don't know. I'm gonna post this. I'm not even going to be on the picture. Like,
no, okay. Fuck off. I'm not screen recording this.
Come on.
Ian.
What do I do?
And just pose. I cannot screenshot.
Just use one arm. All right. Just take
let's make
a big circle or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Wait.
Wait, let me line it up.
Hold on.
All right. It's close
enough.
We
have a thumbnail.
It's close enough. Everyone be on the lookout for this shit show. It'll be up to listen to if you need to listen back to it for whatever reason. It'll be up tomorrow. It'll be here streaming. You know, we're always here. Thanks, everyone, sincerely. Hope there was something enjoyable. We'll see you all in the next one. I'm playing the outro now. Peace, everyone.
Ciao, ragazzi.